Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
All right, we are now live and on air. Sorry about that few minute wait there. Trying to do direct connect on the computer today does not work today, so I had to call in directly using the phone. I do apologize for the sound quality if it's, different on the phone and less good, because I don't have my mic currently available to me as my mic is on the computer. So we're going to go ahead and take caller today as usual on today's episode. Once more, I want to remind everyone it's one question only, one part questions only as well. Okay, thank you. And as we bring you on air, we're going to ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and then you're going to go into your single question. Our first caller today is area code 305-443. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your single question. Hello. Okay. One moment. Looks like that caller might be having a little bit of trouble. Let's go to our next caller today, which is 111-111. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello?
Yes, hello there. Please state your name,
Hi.
Where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend. So it's Lisa, and I have a question. I want to ask you, not there no more, but still got some unsettled business to take care of. Question is, do you see the law enforcement coming in with those people?
Do I see the law involved? Okay.
Yes.
One moment.
The guy name is with the R.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hold on. Yes, I do see the law's involvement, and I'm sensing here that it may not be as bad as it appears at first, but I feel that it is a necessary portion of what's about to take place, so the truth can come to the surface. Okay?
Yes, and I look forward to speaking to you some other time. Thank you, Reverend, for having your show. It's been a blessing.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller today will be brought on air. One moment, please. Okay, yeah, next caller is area code 216. First three digits are 650. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your single question.
Okay, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Sharon from Ohio, if you need to know that. I need to know, I am taking an exam for my job on July 29th. Do you see me passing it? I've been studying like a nut. Am I going to succeed at that at my job?
Okay.
It's not going to stop me from studying more, believe me.
No, I understand, but you're okay. So I do see you passing the exam. Okay. So I say go into it with confidence, go into it with self-worth and self-value, and you will do quite well.
Thank you. You answer my question, Anne. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, you have a wonderful evening. Thanks.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye. Our next caller today is area code 480. First three digits are 519. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go into your single question.
Certainly. This is Michael. I'm from Las Vegas, and I interviewed last week with a company in Dallas for medical sales, and thought I would have heard something earlier this week, but it seems to be delayed. I was just curious on your impression.
Okay. I do. I'm definitely getting that they are taking their time here, and I'm really sensing that there is competition with this particular company. I do sense that there is another company, same field, that is out there that you will find as well. As far as this one, they will come back and make an offer to you, but it is going to take a little bit longer. I'm looking at another week.
Okay. Yeah, because I would have to make I know their training class starts August 5th, and obviously moving that type of distance would take a second, but there's a few moving parts.
Yes, I understand. I'm just giving you what I'm seeing psychically, sir. But
wonderful.
Thank you so much
for
calling in, and I wish you the best upon your journey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Next caller today is area code 216. First three digits are 404. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please say your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, how you doing? This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hello, Desmond. How can I help you today?
Yeah, in about maybe like 10 days, I have to go to court for eviction. I want to know how is that going to go going forward.
Okay. And I need to understand, are you being evicted or are you evicting somebody else?
Oh, me.
You're being evicted. Okay.
All right.
One moment, sir. Okay. I'm feeling like you are definitely going to have to leave the facility that you're in. I do not see a necessarily most positive outcome with the court. Okay. I do feel, however, that there is a hidden blessing in this, and I feel that it will not be as severe as it could have been, if that makes any sense to you.
I kind of get it.
I'm kind of feeling, okay, let me explain. I'm kind of feeling like whoever's evicting you is trying to be very mean and wants to do bad things, okay? They're not trying to come from a good place. They're just simply negative vibrations here. So I'm feeling like there is something in this that's keeping it from going totally bad because they could make stuff up. They could do whatever they want. At this point, I feel like the law is siding with them. Okay? Now, this is what I feel psychically. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a professional in the field of law, but this is what I am seeing psychically. I do feel that a blessing is coming your way, which will help you facilitate your move.
Okay. All right.
I hope that helps.
That's good to hear. That helped a lot.
Wonderful.
Appreciate that.
Well, you have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller today is area code 917. First three digits are 627. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Tim. I'm calling from New York. And I had a question about a job offer that I got. I got a job offer from my old boss. A bunch of my old colleagues are at a new company. We worked together years ago before things went south, and I ended up without a job at that time. I was a little apprehensive just because how things ended last time. But it's the only job offer that I've gotten in the last I don't know how many years, because I, even though I detest my job, I haven't actively been looking.
Yeah.
I was wondering if psychically, have you got a feel if this was going to be work out for me if I chose to go for it?
Okay.
Hello?
All right. Here is the psychic analysis, okay? This is a segue. This was brought to you spiritually for a reason, okay? So, yes,
okay.
It will work out, but there's not a negative but to this. There's a positive but to this, as we say. But there is a good part to this, okay? It's only a segue. It's not going to be permanent. And I'm feeling that this is going to get you to the next level, okay? So this is going to provide a means to bide you some time. It's going to be efficient. It's going to help you, you know, thrive at the moment. But when you're going to really start to thrive is at the end of this one, this segue, you're going to find something that cherishes your value and your production, whatever you're able to put in, the kind of passion that you put into what you do, they're going to value that. And that's going to be a company that comes to you out of nowhere, okay? You're not even going to be looking for it one day. It's just going to pop in, and you're going to either hear about it and apply, or you're going to be told about it, or somebody's going to be talking to you that owns the company. I don't know. But it's going to come in when you least expect it. So what I'm feeling here is, yes, in the moment, do what you have on the table.
Got it.
Hello?
Okay, I appreciate it. Yes, I'm right here. Thank you. Okay, I appreciate it. I had some things, but I'll contact you for a reading. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure, bye.
And once more, everyone, we want to remind you to please visit our website at merlinsstaff.com. That is merlinsstaff.com for your private reading needs. You can get a more in-depth and private reading, more detailed, through the website. You can also now book online. Our next caller today is area code. I think this is it. Area code 305. First three digits are 443. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air.
Hi. Sorry, I beeped the wrong button in the beginning. It was me that somehow I got off. But here I am. My question
okay.
is, I'm taking a trip next Tuesday, Adam, and I'm hoping I'm going to visit a friend, but we're going to be traveling up in Canada. Do you see me meeting some significant male person into my life, somebody who's going to sweep my heart?
Okay, so you're feeling that this trip might provide that opportunity?
Yes. I feel it's closer
mm-hmm.
and closer. This is something really
mm-hmm.
I've been praying about.
Trying to manifest, of course. I
totally
am feeling
manifest.
Here that you must. I am feeling that you need to trust that manifestation. You need to trust in your gut. If you hold on to it too tightly, you will choke the manifestation itself. Okay.
Okay.
As
okay.
we say, as I've, it's a kind of a new saying for me, but just ride the wave, okay? Enjoy the process because, yes, the blessing is coming. Yes, all these things are happening. But we, the universe, can say yes to you all we want. We can say, oh, it is manifesting. It is coming to you. But the moment when you release it is the moment it happens.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
I accept that. Yeah, I do. I just know it's going to be there. And I'm loving my life, and I'm very content, and I'm very at peace, and I always like to travel and do new adventures. Yeah.
Wonderful. And you know what? That's going to facilitate you having a manifestation for someone who is on that same vibrational frequency, okay?
Thanks for saying that, because that's who I am.
Wonderful.
The I am is a reflection.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay, thanks.
You have a great evening, okay? Bye-bye.
Yes, I am. You too. Bye-bye.
All right, our next caller today is area code 347. First three digits are 463. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right in your question.
Hello, Reverend. My name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York, and my question is a love question. I wanted to know what you see someone that I have feelings for. I wanted to know how do you see his feelings for me, like what you see between us as far as his feelings for me, and if you see a future with us, and if there's also other women in his life, like as far as him being involved with other women.
Okay, so I'm only able to do one question on the show. It's one-part questions only. So which one of these would you like to know the most?
I guess if we're going to have a future and if he's seeing other women.
Okay, so that's two questions. Let's break it down to if you have a future together. Because if you have a future together, that means that these other questions are already answered by the first one, correct?
Yes, and I know his name if you want that or his birthday.
Okay, so give me one moment, please. And all I need is the first name.
Frank, like the hot dog.
Frank, okay. Okay. I keep hearing divinely driven to your life. The opportunity to have a future together is definitely there. And it is within your free will and his free will's alignment right now for this to happen. Okay. Frank has some healing to do, as you do as well, but I do see a future together. I hope that helps you with the rest of your questions. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Wonderful. And I could definitely assist you through a more in-depth private reading. If you wanted to go to our website, I would be more than happy to answer all of your questions through a private reading. I just am only trying to do one question on the show, and this single answer also helps you to know where the heart is at the moment, okay?
Yes, I've had a reading with you off air before, and you're very good. So I'll check, I guess, after the show's over to see if you're available.
Wonderful. Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Our next caller today is area code 917. First three digits are 263. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller, by area code 917. First three digits are 263. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Okay. Looks like you're not present, so we're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller. Our next caller is area code 805. First three digits are 617. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller, by area code 805. First three digits are 617. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Like that one's a little difficult as well. Let's go to the next one. Area code 860. First three digits are 836. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. Third time's a charm. I'm looking
yes, I suppose so.
How are
yes,
you?
Hello. How can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering, I have a little bit of a concern going on. My book is going to be out in September, for sure, but I'm actually going through difficulty with the editor and his boss. She's she's really difficult, and she's displacing a lot of her stuff upon me, and I'm the customer. I don't even work for her, and I just was wondering, how long do you feel expense this might be continuing? We're almost done with the project, but it's just, she's really difficult, and I feel like I need
okay.
to.
Okay. So you're
all
feeling
done,
like you can't
something.
Take. Okay. Let me ask you this: can you take the work that has already been done and fire her and bring it over to somebody else to complete?
Okay, but I can't do it because I'm under, it's a long story, I'm under a contract. So that's
okay.
where it gets.
The way you just answered me was as if I was trying to attack you. I'm not trying to attack you, I'm just trying to understand the situation, okay?
No, why not?
So the question was, can that be possible? You just replied to me that it was not. Okay, and that's okay. I'm not trying to attack you here or judge anything.
Uh-huh.
I understand when you get to the end of a project, sometimes it's very difficult to, you know, pick up everything and go to somebody completely new. Okay?
Right.
So your real question here is that you want to know how much longer is it going to take, and that's going to give you an idea of the expenses involved in continuing the project, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying. Yes.
Okay. I'm just very big on communications. That's all.
Give me one moment, sorry,
please.
I'm just so involved that I'm in the vortex of it. I'm probably not making much sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry. I apologize. So.
No, it's not that you're not making any sense, honey. The way you replied was as if I was attacking you. It's like, that's not possible.
That at all.
Yeah,
didn't
you didn't
that
say
all.
Yes or no, which was the expected response. That's okay.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. So, no, that's okay. I mean, we all understand stress. Now, I am seeing here that it's not going to be very much longer, but it will go on just slightly longer than what you're anticipating. I see a time frame in your mind, and I'm seeing it going over that time frame like a day or two.
Okay, that's not a big deal. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, that gives you the answer, but I'm also going to express something to you that I'm really sensing spiritually and psychically. And you've just stated this. You're in the heat of the moment. You're kind of in that vortex right now. You have to step outside of that vortex in order to approach the situation for it to go forward smoothly, okay? In this particular moment, I'm not saying that what they're doing isn't, isn't bad or unfair to you in so many ways. What I'm saying is step outside of the vortex, approach the situation calmly. You have to get your mind off of it for at least an hour. You have been going on this 24/7 as long as the project has been up, okay?
Yes, right.
I need you to take time to breathe, okay?
Okay.
Spiritually, if you're living in that vortex of frustration, it's only going to add negative, it's going to add a negative energy to the project. So even after it's done, even if it were completed on time, okay, energetically, it would put such a negative vibe on the project itself that the project would have a hard time once completed to go to the next level. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I completely
understand. Wonderful.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
So by the end of this, do you suggest one little quick thing to send an email after this is completely done?
I'm sorry. I can answer that through a private session. I would be more than happy to do that. I'm trying to keep it fair on the show to everybody. It's just one question per caller, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Reverend Adam.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Our next caller today is area code 917. First three digits are 538. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is
Hello?
Amanda. I'm calling. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Amanda, and I'm calling from New Jersey. I was wondering if it's a good idea to take this animal communication course, if it's a good idea for me.
Okay. And the Panama communication course is expensive?
Animal.
I'm sorry?
It's an animal communication course.
Oh, animal communication. I thought you said Panama.
I said Panama.
Okay. I'm sorry. Animal communication course. Wonderful, wonderful. And you found that you've been able to communicate with the animals naturally yet?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Not really good.
Okay. The more you trust in that ability, and I'm going to speak from experience here, the more you're going to be able to use it and the more efficient and the more precise it will become, okay, more accurate, as they say. Do I feel that you should take the course? That is an answer only you're going to be able to answer for yourself. Do I feel it will be beneficial for you? Yes, okay. And do I feel it would be worth it? Of course. But I feel that in this case, there's so many resources out there that you're not stuck to one option or another. You can learn through many resources, especially with the internet nowadays. You have so much information at your fingertips, okay? So if it's about certification, if it's about, you know, having a certificate of some sort, you know, then that's what you want. That's what you go for. I do not see any thing about this course that would be unbeneficial to you. The only concern at first was maybe the cost of the course, and I wanted to ask you if that's what you were, like, hesitating on.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if it's the cost of the course that you're hesitating on, are you requiring a certificate? Are you looking for a certificate of completion?
No.
Or do you want to use other information that's free to your fingertips?
Right. I don't care about the certification. I just want a little bit of help from my own animal to kind of understand him better.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, what I do is I also do animal communication. I can even do that over a distance, long as you're having your animal with you. I would do that through a private session. I could offer that to you as well. But I also say to trust your instincts when it comes to animal communication. One of the biggest tips, some people tell you this, some people don't. And, you know, it's up to where you go. But one of the biggest tips I will give you as an animal communicator, okay, is you have to trust your gut. If you're thinking about it, you're not going in the right direction. The energy of animals is very primal, but also very natural, okay? It doesn't come in with those thoughts that human beings have. It comes in with more emotion than anything. As I can tell, you're empathic. I want you to pull off of your empathic ability a lot more when you're going to communicate with the animal. This is how I do it. This is how a lot of people do it. I'm not going to say everybody does it this way. Some people are different. But you've got to go with the gut. If you're thinking about it, you're headed in the wrong direction.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you, and you have a great day.
Great day.
All right. Our next caller today is area code 973. First three digits are 704. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your single question.
Yes, hi. My name is Tina. I'm calling from New Jersey. I would like to ask about a relationship with a gentleman named Trey.
Okay, Tina. Yes, go right ahead.
Yeah, so I just want to ask about Trey.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to ask about Trey?
What is spirit see for our relationship? Why do we come together?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So which one of these would you like to know the most?
Well, why do we come together? What are we going to do?
So why you've come together. Okay, give me one moment, please.
Thank you.
Okay, well, let me put it this way. You both have been hurt in your past before, okay? Trey has been hurt emotionally in love and romance. You have been hurt emotionally in love and romance. You both have been hurt within family as well. Not necessarily saying that your families are bad, but it does show that there is a little bit of trauma and tension amongst the families. So energetically, you guys have been vibrating at very similar frequencies to each other, and you were able to attract each other into each other's lives because energy attracts like energy. Whatever you're vibrating at is what you're going to attract. Whatever he's vibrating at is what he's going to attract, okay? Now, psychically, I feel that the cause for this and the reason for this is because it's going to provide a means for you both to heal. It's going to provide a means for you both to be able to heal from these traumas and feel safe with someone, feel like there's actually love out there, that there's hope out there. And this is all well and good, okay? I do sense that there is a strong attraction emotionally and physically between the two of you, and I sense that this is a good energy. However, I do sense that there has been some tension, and it may be related to lack of communication. Is this correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Know that this communication and this lack of communication may improve over time. But in this case, psychically, the best advice I can give you is to follow your heart. If your heart is leading you in one direction or the other, that's where you need to go, okay? But trust in yourself, trust in your heart, and do not try and walk on eggshells anymore. You've been walking on eggshells for people in your life, in and out, for a long time now. It's time to stop doing that, and it's time to speak your absolute truth.
Yes, that is so true. Oh, my God, I can be free now?
You can be free now.
Oh, because I thought I'd just give him space and not say that much. We just started talking. Oh, so he won't mind? Well, I was waiting for him to still reach out, too. It is very easy.
Whether he minds or not is not your responsibility, okay? Your responsibility is to yourself. And how someone else reacts to that is their responsibility. How you react to what someone does is your responsibility. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. So do not be afraid, for you are in the next step and phase of your spiritual path, which means that whatever is meant to be in your life will, and whatever is meant to not be in your life will not. And if something leaves your life, trust that it is God weeding the garden so you can see the flowers and the fruits of your labor, okay? And whatever stays, know whatever stays in your life when you do this and you speak your absolute truth is what is truly meant to be there, because that is what is truly going to be the most beneficial for you.
Oh, okay. So he's looking for a long-term relationship now, too? He's not afraid?
I'm sorry. We're only doing one question per caller on the show today.
Okay.
So if you would like, I can do a private session with you sometime later on. You can go to our website. And I don't mean to be rude. We're just trying to keep it fair to everybody.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next caller today is area code 561. First three digits are 287. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Stacy, And I want to know if you see love coming or a job, you know, anything coming.
Yes, hi, Stacy. And what part of Florida are you in?
Oh, I'm in South Florida.
Nice.
Not Miami, north of there, just south of the West Palm Beach area by Delray.
Oh, wow. I was born in West Palm Beach. Well, actually,
oh,
I was born
where
in
do
Palm
you,
Palm,
where do you live now?
I'm in Georgia.
Where do you live now?
In Georgia.
What did you
I'm
like
in
better?
Georgia.
Yeah, I mean,
both are quite, you know what, I find both very pleasant and almost as equally as good as each other. But that's my own opinion. So, okay, let me answer your question for you. I just got a little carried away. I see a area code from my home state. I'm like, oh, my God, go Florida. Not that I'm into sports at all, but nonetheless, let me see here. I do see financial coming to you. I see different things here. I'm seeing a improvement with the work situation, okay? So an opportunity coming up very quickly for that. And then I also see unexpected money coming in, okay? And this money just seems to come in from something from a long time ago. I don't know exactly what it is, but it has a little bit of a date stamp on it, and I can't see the date, but it's basically showing me that it's from the past. It's money that was either owed to you or something is coming in from the past that it was supposed to be yours, and that is one direction. The other direction is I do see with the work in the career situation, there is a movement forward, and with the career, I can give you a timing. With the unexpected money, I cannot see a timing on that. I just know it's soon enough.
Oh, yeah, but with the career. Yes, I find
a
job.
With the career, I do feel that the timing on that is going to be about a we're looking at about a couple weeks here at most, okay? This is going to be moving very quickly as far as I can tell. But I want to thank you for calling in and wish you the best upon your journey forward.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it's hard down here in Florida. It's not cheap to live, and it's the job market.
Oh, I know.
It's like I've gone on interview after interview. You know, you get the rejection hurts. So with the unexpected, maybe a good job that I've applied for is going to come through because –
Mm-hmm.
You understand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of people that grew up in Florida don't live in Florida anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go
yes,
to City
I
Place
do.
In West Palm Beach?
Oh, I've been to City Place before, yes, and I love City Place. Actually, I lived in Florida way before City Place even became City Place. And my family owned a shop on Clematis Street known as Ancient Ways.
Oh, I love that place, E.R. Bradley's. Remember that restaurant? It's nice. It's a nice area, but I'm telling you, it's gotten way overcrowded. I'm telling you, in the 90s, late 90s, it was okay, but down here, I mean, the traffic, it's gotten bad. I think it's gotten very bad. I mean, snowbird season, it's just, you know what I mean. I liked Florida years ago before everybody moved down here, put it that way. I think you're missing much. It used to be good when you were talking about it. You understand and remember the beaches? You got Lake Worth Beach and that part.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Delray's like where I'm at is a little, it's like downtown Delray, the shops, it's like Clematis around there. You know, I love it. I like it.
Well,
it's getting
wonderful.
To be really crowded. But, you know, how do you like Georgia, though?
Well, Georgia's wonderful. Georgia's wonderful. But I do have other callers waiting for the show here. So I'm going to have to let you go, okay? I wish you the best upon your journey going forward, and please reach out to me through the website for a private reading.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Our next caller will be brought on momentarily. We once more want to announce the website at merlinstaff.com. You're able to sign up for your private readings. Private readings can be done over the phone, over a long distance. Just sign up on there. You can also now schedule your private readings on our website at merlinstaff.com. The link is in the show description. So if you don't know how to spell it or you lose sight of what it was, just go to the show page for this show or future shows, and you will see the link at the bottom of the description. Also, the phone number for private sessions and setting up private sessions is also there within the show description. Our next caller today is going to be area code 551. First three digits are 404. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your single question.
Hi, this is T. I'm calling from New Jersey. My question is about romantic relationships. Just wanted to know, when will a serious one come in for me?
Okay, let me see here. One moment, please. Okay, the first thing I'm seeing is that a past situation is still lingering in the background, not quite completely gone, but not really present either. May I ask if this is true?
Yes, it is, but the person lives in another state, so it's like...
Yes, not really present. Mm-hmm. And this individual, why do I see so much pain within this situation?
I'm not sure. I think it's probably on the guy's side because he was
mm-hmm.
more hurt than I was. But we
mm-hmm.
worked through it and we decided to be friends and forgive and move forward.
Okay. I'm feeling, and I'm going to answer your question here because I do have the answer for that, but I also want to give you a message on top of that from the universe. They've been trying to tell you this, and you have such a great heart, and that's wonderful, and we admire that, but in certain times of our lives, we also have to learn when to cut somebody out completely, okay? And at this point, the energy of this past situation, even just by being friends with them as much as that would be the heartfelt thing to do, is not very good for you because that energy is blocking you romantically from going forward. I can already tell that there is something else out there, and it's almost like it wants to come in immediately. And it's very good for you. It's very happy. It's very joyful. You know, what I'm getting is that it's a match to what you've been requesting energetically. But it is being blocked by this past situation because the cords have not been completely severed.
Well, how do you...
Hello?
Even though I canceled it out from my end, it's no, like, because we can't do anything because we live too far away. So it's just like we already discussed that.
Just because you live too far away, let me put it this way. The energy of this individual is still holding on to the possibility that even as friends, you could become something more down the road. Okay? That sends an energy to you even over a long distance. Huh?
He's not in a place. He said he's not in a place for that. So discussed that
What he is saying may be something to just relieve you for the time being. I'm just able to share with you what I see psychically. That's all. Now I could be right. I could be
so
wrong.
He's lying. Yeah. No.
Hello?
He does that a lot. He does that a lot. He pretends
mm-hmm.
a lot.
So what I'm trying to tell you here is that he is holding on to you energetically. And the only way for him to learn his lesson for his next step in life is to completely sever the bond. friendship, lock, stock, and barrel.
Okay.
Okay. I also feel it's the only way for you to completely move on. Do I feel it's entirely fair? Not really, because no one wants to hurt anybody's feelings, at least no one with a great heart like yours, okay? But I do feel that at some point there needs to be a severance, okay? Because I do feel that energetically it's blocking his progress from waking up, okay? Because this is a kind of wake-up call for him to have that severance completely. But it's also blocking you from moving forward energetically to manifesting the man of your life, okay?
Okay. So the guy that I'm supposed to be with,
go ahead.
Is the guy that I'm supposed to be with is pretty much around, but is being blocked energetically by my ex.
That's correct.
Okay. How do you cut the cord?
You have to sever all communication and ties to them. And then I would suggest that you do either some salt bath or you do spiritual prayers or cleansing, whatever you feel is most appropriate for you, okay? And that will help you sever the energetic ties.
We haven't spoken 4 years, so, but no one came in during, I mean, no one.
I understand.
But
there's still something about this you have to sever. That's what I'm telling you, okay? So if you'd like, I do offer spiritual cleansing, but that's not something that you really have to get professionally. In this case, you just need to let them know that you're moving on and you wish them the best in their life, but you're no longer able to be their friend. And you're going to go ahead after that and do some kind of spiritual cleansing, okay? Now, that could be taking a bath with salt water, visualizing that energy being severed, or you could do prayer work using Psalms 91 and 23 from the Bible. You could do whatever you feel comfortable doing, but you have to do some kind of prayer or spiritual ritual in order to sever that energy tie, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And I wish you the best. Bye-bye. All right. Once more, we want to thank everyone for calling in to today's show. And we want to inform you that please don't forget to visit our website at merlinstaff.com for all of your private reading needs. You can now set up appointments for over the phone. Through merlinstaff.com, you're able to make these appointments and book them. Once more, thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening to today's show. You've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This has been your host, Reverend Adam. Namaste, love, light, and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all Namaste love and healing.